right, turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this awesome church, God, and for the time that we get to come together and hear from your word, Lord. Let's pray that you'd help me deliver something to your people from your word, Lord. Amen. All right, so before I get into my sermon here, a lot of people right off the bat take this verse and love to just turn it completely on its head, and they try to make the second part of the verse 15 contradict with the first part. Because it says that the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. And we've all heard people say, only God can judge me. I hear Remy say that all the time. No, I'm just kidding. Only God can judge me. That is a lie. God is not the only one that could judge you. And the Bible says that he that is spiritual judgeth all things. So there's two interpretations of how people can say that both of the statements in this verse can be true. The first interpretation, which I think is the correct one, we just need to look at the context. All of chapter 2, Paul is preaching about how our faith and his preaching has to stand in the wisdom of God and not in the wisdom of man. So I believe the correct interpretation when it says that he himself is judged of no man, it's that he's not judged of the wisdom of men. He's not judged by man's, you know, words or man's wisdom. He's judged by wisdom of God. Amen. Another idea people have about this is that the reason the spiritual person is not judged is because he's living his life in, you know, such a holy way that nobody can judge him. I don't think that's correct, because Jesus himself said, marvel not if the world hate you. Yeah. So if the world hates us, that's even more than just, you know, being judged of them. So I don't think that's the correct interpretation. But getting my sermon, the Bible says that he that is spiritual judgeth all things. And we want to be spiritual Christians, right? We don't go to Verity Baptist Church so that we can be lame, watered-down Christians, yeah, right? So how does this look practically in the life of a Christian? So number one, we need to be judging ourselves. So go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We need to be judging ourselves, and there's two ways to judge yourself. It's not very deep, but it's true. There's the right way and the wrong way. And isn't that how it is with a lot of things in the Christian life? There's so many wrong ways of doing things, and there's usually just one right way of doing things. So let's look at what the Bible says here. You're in 2 Corinthians 6. I'll read for you Proverbs 28. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. So here are some phrases, here are some buzzwords that you'll hear fools say often. Well, I just think. Well, I just feel. You know, when you're trusting in your heart, you're just showing that you're a fool. Yeah, so 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let me get there myself. Verse 14. Okay, so here's some examples of this. You know, here's man's wisdom. Well, you know, I know she's not saved, but I feel like we're meant for each other, so I'm going to marry her. You know, that's man's wisdom, right? Yeah. But what does God's wisdom say? Look down at verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? You know, when you're judging the actions of your life, you know, in that area of who you're going to marry, you say, well, I don't care if she's saved because I just feel like she's great, you know. You know, you're a fool if you believe that. Amen. Here's another example. Well, I just feel TV doesn't affect me spiritually. You know, that's man's wisdom. But what does God's wisdom say? Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Once again, just going against man's wisdom. Man's wisdom says, I think we should just love everybody, no matter what. But what does the Bible say? Psalm 139. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. You know, so many Christians think they're so spiritual because they love everyone. Yeah. But they're going against what the Bible says. Yeah. How can you be spiritual when you're going directly against what the Bible says?
Right.
The world thinks we're disgusting for hating fags, right?
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting to be a fag.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You know, liberal Christians say it's sinful to hate sodomites. I think it's a sin not to hate sodomites.
Yeah, right.
If you're a Christian and you have sodomite friends, you have a soft spot for the fags, you are not right with God.
Yeah. Right.
Here's the right way to judge your life. Psalm 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So this verse calls the word of God, it likens it to a light and to a lamp. You know, it's something that illuminates. You know, and we could take the Bible And we can illuminate our lives, you know, and see, you know, our opinions and our actions and see how the Bible matches up with our wisdom. We don't want the wisdom of this world influencing our life. So number one, if we want to be spiritual Christians, we need to judge our own lives the right way. Number two, we need to judge preaching. Turn to Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So the Bible's really clear that, you know, when you're hearing preaching, our job is to be judging the preaching. And we're not supposed to judge it according to how we feel or what we think. We're supposed to be judging it based off what we read in our Bible. So, you know, otherwise you're going to end up like Sam Gipp zombies, right? You know, his zombies, they're real. They're sitting in the pews of his churches. Because I was there for 3 years, and I listened to Sam Gipp blaspheme Jesus Christ. I listened to Sam Gipp preach the most heretical things possible, and you have a bunch of stupid Christian zombies in the pews. Amen.
Amen, yeah.
You know, he's sitting there making up a story. Yeah, Jesus, oh, I'm about to go down there to that manger. I'm going to be born in that manger. And everyone's just like,
oh, yeah.
Those are the zombies. You know, those people, they're not judging the preaching of God's word because they're not in God's word.
Yeah.
That's their problem. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, and I love this because Sam Gipp has quoted this verse so many times to try to prove dispensationalism. It's just, it makes me laugh so much. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And you know, he always points, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the seven gospels. That's the eight gospels, whatever it is. But if you look at that verse, you know, there's three things that are going to happen to you when you don't study yourself to be approved unto God. Number one, you're going to be ashamed. Number two, you're going to be fooled by profane and vain babblings. That's dispensationalist preaching. You're going to be deceived by their idiotic preaching. And you're going to increase unto more ungodliness. You know what? I saw all of these things in the old IFB church I used to go to. I saw girls who outside of church were wearing the short shorts. I saw guys that did no soul winning. I went up to the pastor himself, asked him to go soul winning. No, the weather's too bad. I go around the church trying to find men to go soul winning. No one wants to go. You know, they're not in their Bibles. And you know what? They should be ashamed.
Yeah.
Because it's a shame to be deceived by the profane and vain babbling of the pre-tribulation rapture.
Yeah. Right.
Something that's just so unbelievably contrary to what God's word says.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame to be a Zionist.
Yeah.
It is a complete shame. Amen. You know, it's a shame to believe that eunuchs are homosexuals and we need to bring them into the church.
Yeah.
It's a shame to let your children be exposed by faggots. In your church.
Amen.
What is wrong with you? Why do you want that in your church?
Amen.
Unbelievable. You know, it's a shame to be deceived by the profane and vain babbling that divorce and remarriage is okay.
Yeah.
You know, when pastors go soft on sin, it's a shame to be deceived by these things. And it's going to cause you to increase unto more ungodliness.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a preacher one time say that the Holy Spirit told him to preach to a homosexual. The same Holy Spirit, you know, that inspired the Bible that said that they should be put to death in the Old Testament, said they're worthy of death in the New Testament, says that Sodom and Gomorrah is an example to those who afterwards should live ungodly.
Right.
How God feels about the homos today in 2017 is the same way he felt about them when he burned them with fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's exactly what's going to happen in the future.
Amen.
Rainbow's ours. Rainbow's ours.
Amen.
You know, if we want to be spiritual, we need to be ready to hear God's word, yes, but we should be judging the preaching as we hear it. Last area in life, well, obviously, he that's spiritual judges all things, but the last I'm focusing on is, you know, we need to be judging our brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Get there myself. First one, judge not, that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. One reason we need to be judging our brothers and sisters in Christ is to help them remove that moat when it's there, as long as we're not judging hypocritically, of course. But, you know, I hope that if I was in some sin, that some man in this church would care for me enough and have the guts enough to reprove me or rebuke me if necessary, you know? We need to be doing that, and it's not, you know, a hateful thing to do. It's a loving thing to do, to judge your brothers and sisters in Christ. I know that's not popular, but that's true. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, if you want to turn there, you can. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? But them that are without God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Another reason we need to be judging our brothers and sisters in Christ is because the Bible teaches that there's a time where people need to be kicked out of church. And, you know, we do that out of love for the people who are at risk of being corrupted by that person. Amen. The young people or just the people that are young in the faith. We do that to protect them. It's out of love for them and also out of love for the person themselves because we want them to get right with God too. Amen. So, you know, in conclusion here, if we're going to be spiritual Christians, we need to have this word in our life, judgment. We need to be judgmental if we're going to be spiritual Christians. We, you know, we need to use the Bible as a standard in our life to match up with our own actions and beliefs. We need to judge ourselves correctly. You know, we need to be judging the preaching we're hearing and actually be in your Bible so that you can rightly judge the preaching you're hearing. And lastly, you know, we need to be making sure that we're loving our brothers and sisters in Christ enough to be judging them as well. Just to keep them from making mistakes in their own lives that will hurt them or the lives of others. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you again for this church. God, I just pray that something I said was edifying to your people tonight, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen.